8:02 a.m. Present right now, we have Representative Tallarico, Representative Westlake, my co-chair, Representative Parrish, and myself, Representative Fansler. I would like to thank Lori Rowland and also thank Alexander Judah Bibiche. And also thank Dana Owen, one of our committee staff, as well as Jill Yorty, also one of our committee staff. If I can give a reminder for everyone present to make sure that you've silenced your cell phone or any other device that can make noise. Thank you. Today we will be hearing one item. It is the committee substitute for Senate Bill 9. It's the Finance Committee substitute for military facility zones. So at this time, we will take up CSSB 9 from Finance. Because this bill is identical to our committee substitute for House Bill 4 that we have heard previously, I anticipate that we will have limited discussion unless there are amendments that were not offered during our hearing on the House bill. Without significant changes or any new information, it is my intention to pass the Senate bill out today. Before we take any action, I'd like to invite the sponsor to make a statement in support of this legislation.
Thank you, Co-Chair Fansler. For the record, my name is Chad Hutchison. I work for Senator John Cargo, who represents Fairbanks and North Pole. I want to express that Senator Cargo sends his deep appreciation for the co-chairs to hearing this bill. As Co-Chair Fansler stated, it's identical to HB 4. We had good questions, good testimony on March 2nd, and I just make myself available for further questions if the committee would like to present questions to me. I'd be happy to answer them.
And any questions from our committee for the Senate bill sponsor? If I can indulge in one, can you just, for the record, just briefly go over and remind folks that may be listening or watching along online what this bill does and what the intentions of the bill are?
That'd be great. Thank you. Co-Chair Fansler, for the record again, this is Chad Hutchison. The bill is very simple. It essentially allows local communities to apply for military facility zones to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs through a local zoning ordinance rather than having to do a long, expensive, comprehensive plan. It's quicker. It meets the time frames, especially in the interior where we have $861 million in MILCON spending flowing into the interior. There's a lot of improvements being made to Allison Air Force Base, Clear, Greeley, and this benefits the local communities to help support those infrastructure projects that are happening on those military installations. It's good for the private industry. It's good for some of the contractors and subcontractors that are mostly Alaskans working on those military installations. So that's the gist of the bill.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for the bill sponsor? And I'd like to know, Senator Coghill has come and joined us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Thanks for hearing the bill.
You're welcome. Anyone with any other? Yes, Representative Westlake.
Through the chair, I want to thank you folks for doing this and it looks great, and being able to expedite this process. I mean, there are a whole bunch of us out there that can take advantage of this, so we do thank you for this.
Okay. And any other comments or questions from the committee right now? Okay. Seeing none, we technically are discussing a new bill, so we've had public testimony on the House bill version of this, but since this is technically a new bill, I'm going to also open the public record today for any other interested parties wishing to testify on Senate Bill 9. Online, it looks like we have Jeff Stepp and Christine Nelson. Looks like they're for questions only, but do you wish to make a statement, Mr. Stepp or Ms. Nelson? Sorry, we'll open online.
Mr. Chairman, this is Jeff Stepp for the record, staff of Fairbanks North Suburb, Mayor Castle. And we would just like to express our support for the bill and thank the committee and the sponsor for ushering it through the process. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And seeing no one else online, we'll now go to the room. I understand we have Deputy Commissioner Bob Dole. If Mr. Dole, you could come up and put yourself on the record.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. For the record, Deputy Commissioner Bob Dole, State of Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. For the same reason the department supports HB 4, we strongly support this bill. It increases the effectiveness of the military in Alaska. It increases the opportunity for Alaskans to participate in the economic benefits of the military in Alaska. And a new emerging reason is it increases our ability to retain the military in Alaska as the base realignment and closure discussion in Congress increases for possible realignments or movements of the military base reductions. I stand ready for any questions, Mr. Chair.
Are there any questions for Mr. Dole? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony there, Mr. Dole. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to testify? Okay, seeing no one, we will close testimony on Senate Bill 9 at this time. Public testimony is closed. That is all of our testimony at this time. Does any member of the committee wish to speak to the bill? Yes, Representative Parrish.
I recommend that the House version pass. I'll certainly recommend that this one pass as well, in as much as it's identical, serves the same worthwhile purpose.
Any other comments? All right. If there is no more discussion, can I get a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we report CSSB 9 Finance LS0183/J from committee with attached fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we will move committee substitute for Senate Bill 9, LS0183J, from this committee. With the attached fiscal note and individual recommendations. And we'll take a very short break while members sign the committee report. We're at ease. Okay, we're back on the record here at Community and Regional Affairs. We'll now move on to any unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business from anyone at this time? All right. Seeing or hearing no unfinished business, we are going to adjourn this meeting at 8:12 a.m. We are adjourned.